JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
12 points down. And so it wasn't instant, the Reserve Bank announcement, and we didn't all jump up and down, clearly, did we? And I'm assuming all the responses came in before Christian made his announcement.
Yeah, lots going on there. This is hot on the heels of the RBNZ dropping the official cash rate to 3.25%. Yesterday, we got the latest read on business outlook from ANZ. So this high-frequency read on business sentiment. And at the headline level, Mike, it does look quite supportive of lower interest rate settings because confidence has fallen in the May data. So, yeah, at the headline, as you said, it's fallen 12 points to plus 37, which is not exactly buoyant, not exactly frothy. Auckland and Canterbury were higher than that. They go Auckland, finally, north of 40. But Wellington,
here we
Wellington
go.
Might, plus 11. Plus 11, it's grim down there. Past earn activity, this is real. It's not forward-looking. And this is the best reflection of GDP. That fell from 11 to 5, so plus 11 to plus 5. So the economic recovery is still kind of hiding in the shadows, isn't it? And past employment, also real. That fell into negative territory, negative 10. So, look, if we left it all at that, Mike, you could be forgiven for sort of turning around and going asking the Monetary Policy Committee for another 25 basis points, please. But there's a but here, and this is a repeat of what we saw last month. So significant divergence within the month. So it sort of got materially better as the month progressed. So the responses improved, global markets settled down. But it still leaves you with the impression that if, in fact, the recovery is there, it's still very modest, it's hard work. I actually spent last night with a whole bunch of business people talking to them, and anecdotally they say May felt like it went back into a little bit of a hole. ANZ is still holding to the view that the OCR will need to go to 2.5 to assist the economic recovery. So they are doing, Mike, what the RBNZ suggested yesterday we all should do, make our own minds up about where the OCR should go.
Okay, NVIDIA. So we seem to like it and they seem to have dodged a bullet. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they did. I mean, because they had this China issue. They went and they sold to China and they managed to put out a blooming good result despite that. So during the day, so after we spoke yesterday, NVIDIA released its quarterly results. And actually during the day, the US share market futures reacted quite positive to this, but they're struggling to hold on to this rally at the moment. So yeah, NVIDIA, I mean, after hours trading, they're up almost 6%. They beat revenue estimates, $44.1 billion versus $43.3 expected. That is the 10th straight quarter of record revenue growth. And the second quarter revenue is expected to go higher again to over $45 billion. And yes, despite the hit to sales due to tighter restrictions on the US chip sales to China, CEO Jensen Huang commented specifically on the China situation. He also made, I thought, was a really interesting situation. He talked about the broadening of interest in chips for AI. So it's gone from being so the hyperscalers, the hype in AI, Amazon, Microsoft, Meta, and Alphabet. This is really interesting, Mike, to sovereign states, people like Saudi Arabia, Taiwan, investing heavily into AI. NVIDIA now vying with Microsoft to be the largest listed company in the world. So it's very much a tailwind for the US share market.
Now, this judiciary thing, the courts and stuff, well, what do we do with that?
Well, so this is a bombshell, really, I suppose, in a sense. This is the Court of International Trade, which most of us would never have heard of. You know, it's ruled that the trades are illegal. Now, the interesting thing, Mike, I've been doing a sort of presentation around the country recently, and I've been highlighting the statute on which the tariffs are based, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, because it seemed unlikely that that basis would withstand judicial scrutiny, which is what has happened, because the logic here is that no emergency exists.
Exactly.
Because US trade deficits have persisted for decades without causing economic harm. It obviously will continue to be battered around court, and actually markets sort of reacted positively, but just looking at the headline flow now, they're sort of saying, you know what, these tariffs, they're just going to keep going. This court ruling probably won't detract from that.
Right, I need some numbers.
Sure. The rally is fading. The Dow Jones is now down 46 points, 42,052. The S&P 500 is just flirting with the 5,900 level. It's now up 12. That's about 0.2%. And the Nasdaq, which was up quite strongly, is now only up 20 points, 19,121. There was a GDP, some GDP numbers as well. What else have we got? We've got the FTSE 100 down 10 points, 8,716. The Nikkei up 1.88, That's 711 points, 38,432. The Shanghai Composite was up 0.7% yesterday, 3,363. The Aussies gained 13 points on the ASX 200, closing at 8,409. The NZX 50, we lost 81 points yesterday, 0.65%. 12,281. Kiwi dollar against the US. The wholesale markets will get you 0.5982 US, 0.9276 Aussie, 0.5257 Euro, 0.4431 against the pound, 86.16 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $3,323.
Oil's down.
Down.
Yep.
Fill that big.
And they're going to pump more into the market too.
$64. Yeah, there's going to be more out there. Go and get yourself a 6-litre car, Mike, or you've probably already got one, haven't you?
Yes, I do, as it turns out. And I was looking at the 90. I was looking at the 98 as I was filling her up this week, and I was thinking, that's not a bad price.
Yeah, anyway, put your foot down.
You have a good weekend, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.